So the title is Questioning My Dream of Safe Space in Germany. And here is what it goes. It was a colorful feeling to be at the Christopher Street Day Parade this year in Freiburg. It was also overwhelming to navigate among such a large mass of people, but that feeling that we are all are on one big community of diverse people soothed my feeling of discomfort. That feeling that we are all here to celebrate our intersectional identities made me jump out of joy. With joy came questions in my mind. My mind, which usually takes a long time to accept euphoria, then my body. Okay, we have come a long way on the journey of equality, but we haven't arrived at our destination, or have we? No, not yet. I listened to this part of my mind while still jumping out of joy to celebrate our intersectional identities. Shouldn't we be equally political about our parades as much as all the fun we have? That was the question that kept ringing in my head all the time while I was dancing across the streets of Freiburg this year during the parade. At least I had fun. What will I tell myself next year when I want to dance during the parade? That it is not a safe space as it seems, and that I should rather become invisible to get away from people who don't accept people of diversity across all spectrums. Doesn't that contradict the idea of visibility and pride? And the very same reason for which we are all on the streets? What a shame, I sigh. One of the good things about COVID was that I was able to connect with all the growing online queer community in India. During such meetups, I tend to get sad when I hear different narratives of judgment and stigma around my fellow brown queer people in India. The physical meetups mostly happen in the dark. It is not safe for any two women or men to hold hands in public spaces. Trans people are slurred and catcalled all the time. And then these beautiful brown friends of mine would ask me, how is it to be queer in Germany? They would tell, I wish I also got to live there. I wish I was able to be expressive, just like you and our other queer friends there. I cannot put my words to the feeling of helplessness in such moments. But now I realize I shouldn't feel helpless after all. Germany is not as safe as it seems. What is safety when people are attacked during parades or in public spaces such as a tram? What is wrong with being visibly queer? What is wrong in being queer at all? Why is there so much aggression or hatred against queer people? We are not even talking about people of color. For now, intersectionality seems like a far away dream. I don't want to generalize anything here, but just looking at the number of assaults in the last years makes me sad. I used to get angry before, but not anymore. I'm just tired of being angry. Now I'm just sad and scared that what is looked up as an open and safe space by people from countries like strong patriarchal system is not safe in reality. Where should we start, I wonder? Apparently they don't like us taking the streets. I just hope and I wish that we can put ourselves brave again and strive for safe spaces in Germany, which is still a dream to be fulfilled.